Tantor Audio presents Cronkite's War, His World War II Letters Home, by Walter Cronkite IV and Maurice Isserman. Narrated by Michael Pritchard. Foreword. By the end of the 20th century, Walter Cronkite was one of the most famous Americans of his time. He carried the coveted title, the most trusted man in America, and, to generations of younger viewers, he was known as Uncle Walter, the steady and wise man guiding the country through so much tumultuous change from his anchor desk on CBS Evening News. To those of us who shared his profession, he was a role model as a journalist and also as a family man, a father and the husband of the incomparable Betsy, a winsome woman he met in the early stages of his career in Kansas City. To their many friends, and I was proud to be in that company, they were simply Walter and Betsy, a matched pair with a zest for life. Whether it was a sailing vacation, an opening night on Broadway, buck seats at the Kentucky Derby, or at a sing-along after a dinner party. Their sense of adventure started early, for they were married in 1940 on the cusp of World War II, when the future of the free world was to be determined in what some military historians have called the greatest single event in the history of mankind. By 1942, Walter was headed for that war as a correspondent for the United Press. The next year, he was based in London and covering the war on a daily basis, primarily by reporting on the dangerous bombing missions of the 8th Air Force. London, that most elegant of cities, was on a full-time war footing, blacked out at night to discourage German airstrikes, living on reduced rations.